Hi guys, my name is Eduardo Milenya, and of course you're welcome to Mirror Conversations once again. It's still Unscripted with Timmy, and we're back. And like I said last week, we're going to pick it up with my brother, my elder brother, my dad's brother, Mr. Eduardo Farati, and we're still talking about growth mindset, developing a growth mindset. Last week we could not exhaust it. We could not finish it in the last episode, and we said we're going to pick it up again. So it's nice to have you back again to continue this episode.
Thank you very much. It's good to be back here again.
Okay, so to kick this particular episode, in the last episode we're talking about the group mindset, the mental resilience that you need to have to break through before you see the possibility.
Definitely.
Of success.
Yeah.
I wanted to start something by saying something my God said, my apostle said. And he said, it is very dangerous for a young person to be idle.
Mm-hmm.
You like, because I'm starting this because I've come to realize that like the majority of the people listening to this project, this Mirror Conversation, are young people, right? My audience, young folks. And this is something I stuck with me. It is very, very dangerous for a young person, all right, let's say in their late teens or early 20s and even mid 20s, to be idle, to not be doing anything. It is very, very dangerous because these are the formative years of your life. These are the points where you lay the foundation of the kind of life you want to live. And you must actively engage in the building and in the growing and all of that. And that's where your mental, how do I put it now, your mind begins to expand, to accommodate different possibilities. And this is where you really do the work with books, you know, sermons, you know, conferences. You go out, you listen, you expose yourself and all of that. So I'm going to start with that. How important is it for a young person to be open, to have a level of curiosity and open-mindedness to life?
Definitely. I think these are very important, I would say, tools or mechanisms that helps you to develop
a growth mindset.
You know, because if what is a man if he's not curious? Okay. Curiosity is very necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Very necessary as to the right questions being asked, because when you speak of knowledge, right, mm-hmm. you cannot discover knowledge, all right, without looking for it.
Mm.
Okay, knowledge is not just found in common place.
Mm.
That's why you go to school to
mm-hmm.
go and look for
it,
go and seek for knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so one of the basic prerequisites for
mm.
gaining knowledge is a certain level of curiosity, and curiosity is basically wanting to know why.
Mm.
All right. Now, if you have attended some seminars about purpose,
mm-hmm.
all right, and one of the first questions you ask when you're trying to discover purpose is, why was I created?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Why? The question
so
why?
There's a question of why, there's a question
what?
Of what, there's a question of when,
and
where, or something.
Yeah.
Is it where or who? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So, these are questions of curiosity, and you must consciously be
mm.
curious
mm-hmm.
of your environment, of your world, of, you know, why everything is the way it is. And that's why I'm a firm believer in not just having knowledge but understanding the knowledge that you've got.
Mm-hmm.
So the way I work or the way I build my life is to know why everything works the way they do.
Wow.
And that led me to reading, that
mm.
led me to studying,
mm.
that led me to praying,
different
that led me to endless possibilities because I was curious as to why. I didn't become a Christian because somebody preached the gospel to me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I became a Christian because after asking why, the Lord spoke to me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I have a personal conviction of the religion I'm practicing. As a matter of finance, I've asked why is this man the richest man in the world?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I began to study about him, about how he thinks, about why he does what he does, and I began to get a growth mindset from that. So curiosity and open-mindedness is very important. I'll speak about open-mindedness very quickly. To be open-minded means to be open to change,
yeah,
all right, to not be so firm on your own belief system, and you are not letting yourself be influenced by any other superior belief system.
Mm.
Right? When somebody is closed-minded, what it means is that they are afraid, once again,
mm-hmm,
to be destabilized on mm-hmm what they believe, mm-hmm, and they are not allowing themselves to be influenced by a superior belief mm-hmm system. All right, so because people are emotional about the truth, they're emotional mm about the information that they believe. Before you believe something, it will first go through different phases of in your mind, and one of the phases it will go through is an emotional attachment.
Mm.
For instance, if I tell my wife, for instance, that I love her,
mm,
all right, that information comes to her, but before she would believe it, she would be emotional about it, so
that's
that she can
it, yeah,
believe. So that
so that
they can be. So there's no believing. You don't believe something you are not emotionally attached to.
Mm.
Are you getting what
emotions
I'm saying?
Your emotions. We're emotional people.
Exactly. We're emotional people. So it's difficult to believe something you're not emotionally involved to. So your emotions plays a very large role,
mm,
and that same emotions can become this hindrance to growth. Because you're emotional about an information that you believe,
mm,
all right, and then somebody tells you, no, there's an updated version.
Mm.
So your emotion builds a defense against that new information.
Mm.
And that's what makes somebody closed-minded. But open-mindedness is, whether or not I'm emotional about it, you must also tell yourself, I'm not an island, all right, of knowledge. I am a work in progress. Now, growth mindset keeps you open-minded. If you have a growth mindset, you know that this thing you have is not all that there is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a growth mindset, even though you know you
yeah
have something right
yeah
now,
yeah,
but you also know that it's not all that there
can't,
is.
This can't be all that there is.
So you can know a lot about finance and you have read several books about it, but a growth mindset is actually knowing that this is still not all about finance. Yeah.
And
it helps you to embrace a superior mindset when it eventually comes.
Mm.
All right, and even scriptures, as a Christian, you will discover that the revelation of Christ in scriptures was progressive.
Mm.
All of Christ was not revealed at once to any one person.
Mm.
All right, God gives you a tiny little bit, you believe it, you hold on to it, and then He updates it.
Mm.
And He updates it again, and He updates it again, and He updates it again. So you discover that the person of God or Jesus from the Old Testament down to the New Testament kept on updating.
Mm.
Alright, so the Israelites knew God as their deliverer from Egypt. They didn't know Him as a father.
Mm.
The revelation of His fatherhood came when Jesus came and says, "My Father in heaven."
Mm.
And they wondered, this is blasphemy. And that was closed-mindedness.
Mm.
Because they killed Jesus just because He called God Father. And many years later, they all called God Father. Jesus says, "I am now going on to my Father and your Father."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So the revelation of God, or how people perceive God, God was already Father from the beginning of this.
But they didn't know it.
But they didn't know it.
Their mind
but
was closed
when,
to it.
You see, that's the thing. You are closed-minded, you will not grow.
Mm.
So curiosity and open-mindedness are essential tools in you assessing a growth mindset. All right, when you're curious and you're open-minded, you will continue to receive, you know, more knowledge in the line of that matter, you know.
Yeah, I think if I'm going to try and because I think it's more of a millennial, and I think I'm more of Gen Z, to communicate to Gen Z, all right, closed-mindedness is, this is how I am.
Mm.
Open-mindedness is, what can I do to make myself better?
Definitely.
That's simple as that.
Mm.
There are some people that you're talking to and they're like, this is, see, nah, me be this. Nah, so I be. Nah, so I take be. If you don't want, they go. Let me tell you something, that's closed-mindedness. And those kind of people are difficult to relate with. they are difficult to reason with. They are difficult to explain something to. And you find out that they don't grow. Oftentimes, they are stuck on a certain level, a certain paradigm of knowledge. They don't go beyond that. They are just there, stuck. And they are not moving forward. They are not moving backward. They are just stuck on a certain... You know, there are certain people that they hit a jackpot in knowledge. And what I mean by that is that there are certain people, they are operating on a certain level of mental capability, right? And then something happens. Let's say a life experience happens. Shoot. And then when that happens, it shifts them unconsciously, all right, without even their permission or something. There's nothing they did. It's just life that happened to them. And then based on that experience, they are open to a level of understanding. Now, what happens to them is that they are not stuck on that level of understanding. They are not progressing. They are not actively learning new things. You hear something like, "Now, so they don't they do them since." When it's up to me. By experience, and that's why I don't trust many people that all they can communicate to you is just by experience, because they can't see beyond their own life experiences, and they are not willing to embrace other life experiences, the exposure that comes with life. There's a funny Yoruba proverb. They say, if you have not traveled, you keep saying your father's farm is the biggest.
Definitely.
Until you travel and you will see that farm day different from
farm.
the one way you get no be. No. So I feel like you having that growth mindset is even a leap of faith at times. That even though I don't know all that there is, I think it was in 200 level I had this conversation with myself. And it's more of a spiritual, religious conversation. And I told myself, all that I know about God right now cannot be all that there is to know about God. And that just changed my life. This can be, I have not hacked this thing. This can be all that there is to it. All right, and I looked at life exactly like that. The more I know, the more there is to know. The more I know, the more there is to know. Let me give you a very simple example. When I was in uni, I kept saying, you know what, my life will be easier if I just can finish this degree that wants to end my life. And I finished the degree and I got into service and I was like, oh, foolish me. Oh, what a life. Because when life started to show me shaggy, I realized, uni was easier. Oh, God. So I was like, okay, you know what? Let me just finish this stupid NYC. Anybody that's doing NYC now, they will know that that thing is just, it's just shaggy Pro Max. It's just shaggy back to back, shaggy Banza back to back. So I was feeling like, okay, you know what? When I finish NYC, I will just, if I have my own space to myself, I start to engage my creative side, my life will be easier. As I finish NYC, I say, oh, foolish me. How could I have done this to myself? Because NYC now looked easier than having to decide my own schedule. Shege Pro Max, you are inside, you are outside. Shege is every day. Sakwa is here, Sakwa is there. At least the NYC, they'll be giving me 33K, 33K. I was like, how does this thing, why is it that when I get to the next level, the last level was easier?
Definitely. Everybody that has gone through different phases in life, I remember my primary school days, I thought it was the toughest.
Oh, God.
Little foolish me. How dare I think primary school was the toughest phase of life?
Oh, you know.
But then, I believe that it's in the benefit of hindsight, you know, gives you such an advantage over that mental barrier. You know, when you've gone through what you've gone through and
please
you look
break
back,
that down. Benefit of hindsight,
you know, it gives you power over that resistance. Because when you've gone through what you've gone through, no matter how you went through it, you shall went through it and you came out on the other side. When you look back, right. And if you were to replay that situation in your head, you begin to see better ways you could have done it. And that's just proof that you've grown wiser. And you get what I'm saying? Because at the material time,
so
you may
go
make mistakes.
And you see, like, the way I did, that's how I would do it.
You've not learned anything. You've not grown. You are still the same. And the same situation will repeat itself to you over and over again.
Yeah.
Because you've not learned something. So it's always called the benefit of hindsight. So I don't worry right now when I'm going through something. I take decisions that
enjoy the process.
You know, enjoy the process and go through it. So when I've gone through it, when I look back, And I found out that there are better ways I could have done things. Okay, I add them to my arsenal, apply it to myself, such that the next challenge in front will not be like that. So for me, I began to understand that. However, you know, and I tell young folks in the universities this thing. You know, a young lady told me, "Sir, I'm going through a lot. I don't know if I can finish this degree." I laughed. I said, "You will finish the degree." Yes, and the same you will turn back a year after the degree and say, "Oh, you know, how did scripture put it? Who am I to think this degree was the end of my life?" All right, so enjoy the process of your transformation. Alright, like we started with last week in the last episode, that when I think of growth, I think of life. Alright, and enjoy your life. You have to understand that life is for the living. Life is for learning. Life is for seeing and becoming and transforming. You have to understand that your journey in life, as at least for Christians, we believe we are pilgrims in this world. All right, and what this process called life is supposed to do is to transform you, you know, into the image of Christ, so that when you see him, you will look like him. So every experience you have is towards that end goal, that you are transformed into a better person. All right, so the place of curiosity, the place of, you know, open-mindedness helps you to unleash your fullest potentials. All right, we believe that there's so much. Do you know scientifically that no human being, including Albert Einstein, has used up to 5% of the capacity of their brains? Yes, and dolphins use up to 20%. Dolphins are way smarter than humans. All right, but they are not humans. They are not a man, because when God created man, he gave him authority over all things. That's why you wonder, dolphins use 20%, man uses 5%, yet man is still the king. Man is still the leader in the ecosystem. And you get what I'm saying? We don't use about 5%. Dolphins use 20%, yet men still kill dolphins. Can you imagine that? So you have to understand that there is such an endowment from God upon you, wherever you're listening to this from, as a human being. You can imagine that a dolphin is using 20% of his brain. You're not even advertising that it's using 5. You're using 0.1. Yet, you can still kill a dolphin. So is it a degree in medicine or a degree in economics that is a big deal? Is it making money and saving money and creating an empire of businesses that is a big deal? Are you getting what I'm saying? God has this endowment and it's in potential. But you must just understand that even if I don't use 0.1, I can kill a dolphin. Just think about that all the time. Anytime you are knocked down to the ground, you are trying to strike a business deal, they bail on you, and you know, everybody just says, "We're not going to work with you." Just think about it. I can kill a dolphin. A dolphin uses 20% of their brain, yet you can set a trap, they will enter it, you will capture them, and use them for pepper soup. You see? So that is how you should look at life. That
gives a winning perspective to
definitely.
Life.
Definitely.
That's what a growth mindset does. It gives a winning perspective to life. I know we've spoken about many things. We've spoken about mental resilience. We've spoken about how growing is compared to living. And if you're a living thing, you should grow. And how the fear and complacency. We've spoken a lot since the last episode. But at this point, I want to emphasize something. If you would have a winning perspective to life, if you're going to win at life, you must have a growth mindset. You must have a continuous growth mindset. You must have an infinite perspective to life. There is no end until you die. There's no end. You're going to keep growing and you keep growing.
And you have short-term goals. You have long-term goals. All right. Sometimes if you have to break it down into the immediate need for growth. All right, these are the short term things that you can work on. Sometimes there are areas of your life where you cannot work on in the material time. All right, you know that there are areas that you should work on, but right now you cannot begin to lay hold on it. It's just like someone in secondary school saying, "I want to go and I want to know what is in the moon." You see, you need an engineering degree to become an astronaut before you can even go and do.
Yeah.
So you have to break it down into short terms and long terms. And this is us telling you practically what we think you can do to build a growth mindset. Don't put yourself under pressure. What can I work on right now?
What
my attitude.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My consistency. Some people wake up so late, you can begin to adjust that. I want to wake up 5 every morning.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is something that is within your reach to change right now. All right. And also create the long-term, or I would say infinite as to, these are things that we keep changing long-term, forever.
Your habits.
All right. These are the things that will keep changing. So you have to write them down. These are the things I can work on right now. These are the infinite ones, the never-ending ones, that I will keep on working on and moving and changing and growing. But I believe that if you do all of these things, you will unlock such deep and massive well of wisdom inside of you. Trust me, when I hear quotes of these guys, Nelson Mandela, I'm like, wait, these guys, Chinua Achebe, and where did they get this wisdom from? But the truth is, they just look within. All everything you need, all things, they are within you. They are within your reach. They are within your capacity to lay hold on and to change your world. It's not just because of you, because of your world. God depends. And I will end with this so that I'll let the anchor take over. God stopped creating on the sixth day, rested on the seventh day, but creation did not stop. God created man so that man can continue creation. All right, until today, man has been creating. God didn't create telephone, man did. God didn't create Facebook, a man did. God is waiting on you to create something in this world that will affect and change your world positively. Starting from you, your family, your sphere of influence, your church, your community, and all of that. All right, so rise up to the challenge and cheers. I wish you the best of luck.
Wisdom won't choke me. Jesus, see wisdom. Wisdom has just been chasing us back to back in these mirror conversations. If you've been listening, if you've been following through, applying these things that we're saying, I can bet it. I am placing a bet on you that you're going to win at life. Alright, if you're listening to this, I want you to know I really believe in you and know you are up to the task, and you still have time to turn this around, to turn your life around for better. Alright, my name is Oluwa Timileyin. This has been Mirror Conversations on Unscripted with Timmy. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope to see you next episode. Take care. See you. Bye.
Bye bye.